Cardinals will take on the Proctor Rails and a chance to play in the Consolation Championship tomorrow and a chance to bring home some hardware. So best luck to both these teams. Again, playing for their, if you will, their state tournament live here this evening. Should remind you that, again, in our society, winning has come to mean everything. And if winning comes at the expense of good sportsmanship, everyone loses. Remember, nothing is gained in the long run. Good sportsmanship is the result of a disciplined effort to respect yourself, your opponents, and contest officials. Remember, good sports are winners no matter what the score. The remainder, and this reminder is brought to you by the Minnesota State High School League as we get you ready for basketball action game. Just finishing up here before this one was the Marshall and Austin game. And Marshall, they will be in the Consolation Championship. They will be playing tomorrow now in that fifth-place game. The final score on that was 49 to 44 was that final score. So they pick up the win in that one and play for that Consolation Championship coming up here tomorrow. A couple of teams that have enjoyed a very, very good season. And Red Valley, as a matter of fact, coming in with a record tonight of 19-9. If they could pick up a win in this ballgame, would hit that 20-mark plateau. Again, that's, kind of, if you will, the gold standard as far as seasons are concerned. And Proctor comes in with a record of 24-8 on the season. Both these teams very, very similar as far as scoring-wise. Proctor a little bit better on the defensive end than Redwood Valley, and we'll see if that happens to be the difference maker here in this one. Redwood Valley coming in averaging 59 points offensively, giving up 56 points on the defensive side of the ball, whereas Proctor comes in with scoring 58 points offensively, but again, just 45 points on the defensive side of the basketball. Both those numbers, again, led the Lake Superior Conference here this season. Redwood Valley was second in scoring at 59, and again, fourth in defense at 56, a ball game here this season. A little bit of history, of course, when you take a look at these squads, Redwood Valley, since the 04-05 season, has gone 177 and 219. That's a 45% winning percentage. Have had six winning seasons, nine losing seasons. But again, they're, and last year finished up the season, tough one for them last year, as they finished out the season 8-19, were able to turn it around here this year. Their last winning season before this year was in the 2015 season when they won 22-7. That's when they made it to the section finals, losing to Yellow Medicine East by a score of 57-50 in that ball game. Have had just one 20-plus win season that came back in that 2015 season. So again, looking to do something they've only done once since the 04-05 season with a win tonight. And of course, no conference championships mixed in with that. This is their sixth trip to the state tournament. As we mentioned, went back in 2014, losing in the quarterfinals there to Kenyon Wanamingo, 64-31. Won the championship all in 1976, defeating Glencoe 41-28. Made a trip in 77. 78 runners-up to New York Mills and those Janet Carbon and teams, 64-55. And then 79 also made a trip for Redwood Valley to the state tournament. And again, 177 and 219. Going back to that 04 and 05 season. We can take a look at Proctor's numbers going back to that same span. Again, a very, very successful team here. As again, this year was really no exception. Didn't figure up all the way back to when they first started. But again, it's their third trip to the state tournament. And first, though, since 01, there's the leader is Sam Bogachnik. She leads the squad at 15.6 points ballgame, 6.9 rebounds per game. Sam Perendo is the all-time assist scoring record for both boys and girls. And pretty much a quick rundown of the of the Proctor team making a return trip, their third appearance here to the state tournament. And again, Redwood Valley with that sixth appearance here and their second since first. Second as Redwood Valley, and their first appearance for Redwood Valley since the 2014 season, as we mentioned ago. Again, those four consecutive appearances between 76 and 79 for that championship at 76. Of course, Haley Garman averages a double-double for Redwood Valley, leads the Cardinals at 19.3 points a game, 10.6 rebounds per game. And again, that's a quick rundown of these teams. Say, well, take a break. We'll come back to get you more as you get ready for girls basketball, a semifinal matchup in the Consolation Tournament. It's Redwood Valley and Proctor coming up here on 977 Jack FM. We'll come back to St. Paul after this 1 minute timeout.
Redwood Tire Service is the area's most complete tire and service center. Along with quality tires, they offer services such as oil changes, exhaust work, brake, shock, and strut repair, as well as computerized alignments. They are located on the east edge of Redwood Falls, so stop in and give them a call. That's the Redwood Tire Service, proud to support area athletics.
The Redwood County American Dairy Association wants to remind you that milk and milk products are a great nutrient package, providing 9 essential vitamins and minerals. Milk, along with a balanced diet, can reduce the risks of high blood pressure, osteoporosis, and some forms of cancer. So drink up.
The staff at the Cardall Insurance Agency in Redwood Falls is proud to sponsor area athletics. See State Farm agents Thor and Lauren Cardall to help you choose the right coverage to protect the things that are important to you. Wishing the local athletes lots of success, that's the Cardall Insurance Agency Incorporated of Redwood Falls.
Wilberg Ford in Redwood Falls is proud to support area high school activities. Ford is America's best-selling brand with some of the most fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. So come in now and get a great deal on a brand new Ford. That's Wheelberg Ford in Redwood Falls, or see them online at mykwford.com.
Welcome back to Concordia University in St. Paul. We're getting ready for the start of tonight's matchup between the Redwood Valley Cardinals and the Proctor Rails. Again, the Proctor Rails coming in with a record of a 20. What did we say that they were? They are 24-8 on the season. Again, Redwood Valley 19-9 and on the year, looking for their 20th win of the season. It's kind of fun when you look at their little notes that the coaches send into the high school league, so you can get, you know, become more familiar with the squads and such. Taking a look at Proctor's, they said they've got 6 players who can all score in double digits in any given night, and have 4 other players who have scored at least 10 points a ball game. That balance on the offensive side has created matchup problems for many of their opponents. They won the Lake Superior Conference with a record 8-0 this year. As we mentioned in, Sam Bogatajic is closing in on the all-time scoring record for boys and girls, and she could make it next year as a senior. She's just a junior. Of course, as we mentioned, Sam Perrin-Bendo is the all-time leading assist record. Picked it up on December the 17th, and again, now she also is just a junior. Almost all the girls' basketball players play some other sport at Proctor. As far as the head coach, Matt Solberg, played college football at Augsburg College from 06 through 09, graduated in the spring of 2010. He also played high school basketball for Mike McDonald, son of course, Chisholm's great, Bob McDonald. He refereed also the girls' basketball state tournament in the spring of 2017 before being named the head basketball coach, and the coaching position at Proctor High School opened up. He, of course, son of the former Vice Director Rory Johnson. And Proctor, of course, a blue-collar community, is based on and around the railroad, which, of course, is why they are going by the rails. For Redwood Valley, those little notes that they put in here, Coach Kay said for Redwood Valley to be successful, they have to play good defense. They pride themselves in playing good defense. Also have to be knocking down big shots. They need to be able to get the ball inside the garment. Also need Sid, Amy, and company to be knocking down those big shots as they did last night. Haley Garman averaging a double-double every game. Amy Martius averaging 14 points a game in the postseason. Garman, 977 points going into the state's tournament. Other interests, almost every girl in the roster. He was part of the subsection runner-up volleyball team this year. Anna Schenken was in state track last year. As far as Coach Kay is concerned, she, of course, played her high school basketball in Mineota, made a state appearance in 2011, played volleyball at the College of St. Benedict just down the road. Brett Bergeson played high school basketball in Montevideo, also played basketball at Concordia College. And Kyle Hicks, of course, played at Del Norte, Colorado. And again, that is some of those little interesting tidbits on the Redwood Valley Cardinals here as we get you ready for the start of this ball game here this evening. Semi-final matchup here in Class 2A. Of course, winner will be into that section, or not section, it'll be the state consolation championship game tomorrow evening, or actually tomorrow afternoon will be the start time for that one. And, of course, the winner will wrap up a very successful season. That consolation championship winner will play at 2 tomorrow afternoon right back here at Concordia University. But first things first, you got to win this ball game right here. As we get you ready and closer to the start of the matchup, I thought maybe they would put the starters on the board, but they haven't done so. So what we'll do is, once we get to that, of course, we'll turn it over to the public address announcer. He'll fill us in on those starting lineups and such, and they'll be ready to go. here on a very, very wet day. Drove through pretty much rain all the way from Redwood Falls to the gym here tonight. So, and I'm sure you've got the same type of weather back in Redwood, and hopefully the snow has stayed away also. Again, coming up after this ball game will be the other semifinal, and that will be Holy Family taking on St. Peter. Holy Family, the only seeded team yesterday of those games that were played yesterday in the quarterfinals that were played yesterday, the only seeded team to lose in yesterday's game, upended by Albany by a final score of 62-49. Of course, Redwood Valley, of course, the number one seed, Roseau Rams, to the limit last night. 74-75, that final score. Because Redwood Valley had a shot at the end that just did not fall, maybe an inch more on that one. Yeah, if Amy Martius could have gotten just an inch more on it, just to climb over that lip and fall through, and Redwood Valley would be playing tomorrow at Williams Arena. Turn over to the public address announcer, get you our starters in the start of tonight's matchup.
Welcome to the 2019 State Girls Basketball Tournament. In the South Olympic semifinal action, Class 2A. Picking again in the section 3 with a record of 19-9, the Redwood Valley Cardinals. They are taking on the champion in the section 7 with a record of 24-7, the Proctor Rams. And now here are the starting lineups. The opening start is all permitted to join the visitors from Redwood Valley. At our 5-5 teacher, number 2, Brianna Hoskins. Laura Rocker, at our 5-10 teacher, number 3, Jessica Hoskins. Laura Rivers-Ellie, at our 5-5 teacher, number 5, Caitlin Johnson. And it's our year off to a 5-6 junior number 11, Sam Parenzo. For Redwood Valley, it's our 5-4 junior number 34, Dean Marcus. And it's a roster, it's our 5-8 junior number 15, Morgan Nyland. For Redwood Valley, center 6 foot sophomore number 40, Haley Garma. And center for Rockville, 6'1" junior number 21, Ethan Carlin. And for Redwood Valley, forward, 5'7" sophomore number 35, Christy Connery. And for Proctor, former pilot and junior number 4, Lynn Frame. This is the coach of Redwood Valley, our Brett Ferguson and Kyle Hicks. And head coach, Dr. Carnival, is here at Copeland. This is the coach of the Proctor, our Jeff Miller, and Sarah Colando, and Gary Harrison. And head coach, Trail, is Matt Fuller.
So there you have it, your starting lineup for tonight's matchup, semifinal matchup in the state basketball tournament. Proctor Rails, Redwood Valley Cardinals, Redwood Valley, the visitors tonight, white uniforms, right, the red numerals and the red lettering, and the Proctor Rails green uniforms with white lettering and numerals and a black outline to it. Redwood Valley going right to left across your dial here in the first half. Redwood Valley with a little bit of a height advantage, I would say. Well, actually, no. Centers should match up very, very well here. And again, pretty evenly across the mats, or the across the court as you look at. Proctor will control the tap, and they'll take the ball first here in this one. As they work it up into the front court, Torrendo, she'll get it out front. And playing it out front now is Moronic. They'll swing it around over to left side, a drive in. Runner down the lane is up and in. So basket there for the Proctor Rails. As a quick basket there for the Nakchik. 2-0. The Rails. Redwood Valley, Garmin's gets it over to the left side. They try to go back into Garmin. Dips through her hand. They're picked up by Redwood Valley now on the right side as they reload. And Summer losing it out of bounds. Off the hands of Sydney, out of bounds. and the first turnover of the ball game against Redwood Valley. 2-0 lead here for the Proctor Rams. And again, they'll run their offense, and again, they bring the post player way out high, and that's going to try to pull Garmin away from the basket, something that Redwood Valley doesn't like to do. Like to keep her in close and pick up those rebounds. Baseline jump shot is up and no good. And then a bang on the rebound attempt as Fraze came in. And going after the loose ball, picks up the foul. So Liz with her first foul and team number one against Proctor. So Fraze with that foul, Redwood Valley will have it. In the rails will pick up Redwood Valley. They go under the person-to-person defense, and they pick them up in the half court. So Redwood Valley unabated coming to the half court line. Now they work it over to the right side. They go down low on the block to Garmin. Garmin can't hang on to it. Turnover number two on Redwood Valley. Back comes the rails. Rails, they try to work it in down low. Spins to the paint. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down there by Schenken. Yes, we got Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin gets it over to Summers. They work it over to in the corner. Down low for Garmin. Garmin too strong off the window. And a rebound that is pulled down there by Nyla. 2-0 Proctor. Again, lower scoring. But as we mentioned, both teams score about the same. So maybe a little bit lower scoring game might favor Proctor just a tish. Again, Redwood Valley also very capable and very comfortable playing in the half court. Slow deliberate style here for Proctor. Backdoor cut to the lane. Shot is up and no good. That one is pushed up there by Ferrendo. Redwood Valley, but again, throw the ball away. Trying to take that long pass. Third turnover, Redwood Valley. Back on the other end come the rails. And Ferrendo up front works to the left. Now goes over to the left. Passes out high on the left side to Fraze. Now they go to the right side. Drive in for Nyland, trying to go inside. Trying to get it into Moronic. And a foul in Redwood Valley. I think it might go against Garmin. Nope, check that. Going to go against Fininski. So Brianna Fininski will pick up her first foul. Team foul number one against Redwood Valley. Shot is up and no good. Redwood Valley, again, has had only one shot at the basket thus far here. 2.5 minutes into this one. Runner down the lane. Shot is up and no good. As Summers can't get that one to drop. Long pass ahead. Rails again work it in the half court. They swing it over the left side. They work it down low on the baseline. Kick back outside. Now over the right to Nyland. Down low. Munchak tries to go over the top of Garmin. Gets it to go and a foul. And again, right over the top of Haley Garmin. Basket's good. And it's one for Proctor, who leads now by a score of 4-0. Caitlin Ruinick with basket. It's the and one opportunity. It's up and in and out. No good. Ball chased down, though, by them. So the rails will get a reload here. Again, they slide in baseline left side. And nothing needs. Down the lane, the runner. No good. And Redwood Valley gets the turnover as they get the steal. Redwood Valley off to Martius. Martius over to Schenken now on the right side. Schenken back out front. Now they swing it on the left. Martius drives in. Puts up the shot, it's good. Baseline jumper for Martius is good. Redwood Valley on the board. They cut back here to 4-2. Favor Proctor. 14:35 to go here in the first half. From the Concordia University in St. Paul. Glad to have you along this evening on 977 Jack FM. Ball worked over on the right side. Nyland drives in, picks up the dribble. Redwood Valley in that person-to-person defense. Pass comes out front. Fraze has it, guarded closely by Summers. Sydney now comes up there on her as she picks up the dribble, but passes it off to the left side. Back out front, Ferrendo with it. Looks to the left, looks to the right. Redwood Valley's got some pressure out there. Again, they are just slowing it down, taking the air out of the ball, if you will. Working on the baseline, back out Ferrendo. She'll drive the paint. She'll scoop it up, nothing there. Loses on the way up, and Redwood Valley again with the deflection. They work it up ahead. Shot rejected underneath. As Caitlin Johnson is going to put up the runner on the left baseline. Going up high and knocking that one out of bounds was Marunic. Redwood Valley will inbound. Again, Johnson to inbound. Inbound pass, Summers. Sydney on the left wing. Yeah, boy, she nearly pulls that pivot foot. It's done it twice now. Making me uneasy. She goes down the lane. Ball deflected on the way in there and stolen again by the rail. Fourth turnover, Redwood Valley. On the dribble is Knockchick. They move it over to the left side, now over to the right side to Nyland. Knockchick, she wants the basketball in the worst way. Now back up front, Ferendo. Couple of dribbles. Works it back over to the left side. Nyland now over to the left wing. As they work in the corner for back out, Nyland now left wing. Looks to come back. Now they go back in the corner now on the left side. A dribble back out front for Frazee. Frazee with it. On the dribble. Drives in. Nothing there. Back out Nyland. Spots for three on the right wing. That's off the iron. No good. Rebound though is pulled down by Ferendo. A reload. As Runick gets the basket from the free throw line. 6-2 lead for Proctor. 12:37 to go here and a half. Redwood Valley with the basketball. Johnson gets it off to Summers. Summers down the lane. Tries to scoop one up and a foul is called the inside. Sydney going to the free throw line where she'll be shooting a pair. Redwood Valley had a tough time at the line last night. And again, you look at it on a one-point game, so many different things stand out. But it's amazing how those free throws come into play. And I check the foul and the first free throw off the back of the iron. No good for Summers. She'll have another one here. 6-2 lead as they get ready for the second one. Summers, second free throw is good. So Sydney knocks down one of the two free throws. Cut that lead back to three here at 6-3. Proctor with it, trying to go inside. Ball deflected out, but stolen, or nearly stolen by Red Valley. Then they go right to the inside. Chop it up by Marunic. No good. Rebound for Redwood Valley. Martius on the dribble. Looks to the right side. Now comes left side with it. Summers with it. Left wing back to the middle of the floor. Losing it. But pulling it in is Hannah Schenken, who's into the ball game. So Hannah seeing her first action of the evening. Also, Brianna, as we mentioned, Brianna Paninski is out there for Redwood Valley, along with Martius, Summers, and Garman. Inbound pass comes in to Paninski, works over the right side, Sydney Summers, right? Couple of dribbles, spinning around, back out to Garman, now off a high, over on the right elbow, back over the right wing to Summers, back out front. Paninski with it. Works it over to Aubrey Hicks, who's coming to the ballgame for Redwood Valley. They work it inside. Garman puts up a shot. Partially defected there by Runick. Back to go the other end for the rails. And a 6-3 lead. 11.5 to go in the first half. Ball works in the corner. Work it back out front. Now a dribble in and a stop down low. But a foul is going to be called. Garman in the area. We'll see if she gets tagged with her second. That might be the case here. Nope. Going to go against Paninski, her second, 13 ball though for Redwood Valley.
She's shooting.
Inbound, so a non-shooting foul, inbound pass. Three ball from the left wing will not go down. Rebound, Garman going after it with. Marunic goes out of bounds, last touch by Marunic. So the ball will go back to Redwood Valley. In boys basketball, Redwood Valley Cardinals in that section championship game tomorrow night, or evening if you will, late afternoon. Of course, we'll have it for you here on 977, or excuse me, that will be KLJR 1490 AM, 95.9 FM KLJR. Corner three ball, Summers back of the iron, but no good. And a rebound pulled down again by Panacek. Panacek trailing. Now she works it inside on the baseline, low back out. Panacek.
All right.
Now setting it up, the offense takes the three, puts to the floor, drives in, puts up a shot, and the runner's good. Not check, 8-3 now, Proctor. Better down at the basketball. Coming up, Schenken with it. Back over to Martius. Now they're working on the right side. Actually, it's Hicks with it. Into Garman. Garman off the window. Too strong. Rebound though. Chased down by Schenken and a reload here for Redwood Valley. 8-3. low-scoring game. So near the 8-minute mark of the first half. They work it again to Garmin. Down low, walks off the window and in for two. Nicely done for Redwood Valley. Keep feeding it into Garmin. Garmin is able to free herself up and made the basket. They cut back to a possession now at 8-5, and that's her 1,000th point of her career. Mentioned in the pregame that she's getting close, and she's gotten that. The Redwood Valley signs are coming up here. Nothing done as the shot was put up by the rails. No good. Redwood Valley with the rebound. And moving over, Martius trying to go in on Morgan Nyland. Morgan goes to the floor. And a change. Liz Fraze back in for the rails. As Caitlin Marunik gets the timeout. Again, Redwood Valley, a little bit of size advantage. Garmin just leaning in against the defender down low. Leaner, though, put up by Martius, will not drop. Goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Proctor Rails. 9:22 to go. Almost the halfway point of this one. Very low scoring, 8-5. For Proctor, again, has been very, very deliberate on their offense here this evening. Redwood Valley, again, as we mentioned before, again, comfortable playing in the half court. Rails with the ball. They work it over the left side. Toronto bits it out front. Nyland now over the right. Three ball for the right wing. Too strong. Rebound. Hicks going after it. That's a tall scale on the floor, but again, enough to knock it out of the hands of the Proctor Rails, and they were left to touch it. So the ball go to Redwood Valley. And it kicks in Martius. Tried it up here for Redwood Valley. Work it over to the right side. In the ballgame for Redwood Valley now is A.J. Gugasworth. She's over on the right wing. Back out front, Hicks for three, will not go down. Rebound is pulled down by the rail. Neither team with a three yet. A traveling call. Peyton Rodeberg, who came into the ballgame, wanted to take it to the basket in the worst way. She forgot to dribble first, though. That's the first thing. You got to put it to the floor. Turnover number two on Proctor. Redwood Valley trailing by a one full possession here, 8-5. Chance to tie things up here. Gugasberg over on the right. Back out Schenken for three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nyland. Redwood Valley 0 for 3 from three left. Proctor 0 for 2. Back at the other end. Rendo with it. Nothing there, so Bulls it back out and will set the offense. Nyland with it over the right side. And Fraze has tried a couple of threes. She has Garmin staring in her face right now. So probably she best to decide against that. Haley would like nothing better than to swat a couple away. Change on the Redwood Valley on their defense there. As a Garmin now has picked up the knock check over on the left wing. Again, it's Brenda with it. Nyland over Panacek. She'll put up the three over Garmin. That will not go down. Proctor, though, the rebound. 18-footer from the right is good. No, they'll give her the three. So, Corendo gets that three. Now 11-5. Favorite Proctor in the first made three for either team. They work the ball over the left side. A couple of dribbles back over the right side now for Redwood Valley. Gugasberg with it. Off to Hicks. Ben and Martius back out to Hicks out front. Comes now over the left side. On the left is Gugasberg. Back over to the right. Three ball from Martius. Is too strong as that goes out of bounds, and the ball will go back to the Proctor rail. Garmin filing to get a break in the bench, and as she goes down, Redwood Valley sends in Leah Robeck, and a timeout's going to be taken. So let's take a break as well. Actually, we'll keep it right here. It's just a short timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Tournament basketball on 977 Jack FM being brought to you this evening by Redwood Tire Service, Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Redwood County American Dairy Association will have the player of the game for you coming up after the game. Also by Highwater Ethanol, by the Cardinal Insurance Agency, and TNT Construction. All our proud sponsors of state tournament basketball right here on KLGR. As they just made the announcement that Garmin has picked up her 1,000th point of her career. And a big round of applause from the Redwood Valley faithful here in the stands here tonight. As mentioned before, basketball tomorrow. The girls' game will be decided after what happens here in this one. We will have your Redwood Valley boys action tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, as they'll take on St. James for the right to go to the state boys basketball tournament next week. Also, Springfield is in action tomorrow. We'll not have a chance to get the Springfield Tigers on the air tomorrow. Again, just too many other teams doing great things, and again, not enough airwaves for the times as they all start about the same time. After the timeout, the Rails take it down the floor. Put up a shot that's no good, but a rebound and chased down there by the knock check. So she followed her shot, got the rebound, and kicked back outside. Friendo again will set it up. She works over the left wing. They try to lob it inside. Marunic unable to hang on to it. That was the third turnover now on Proctor. Redwood Valley with it. Cross-court pass. Comes out to Gugisberg over to the right side. Back over to left. Martius drives in. Actually, that Summers is back in. The leaner will not go down. Rebound putback is up and in as Aubrey Hicks gets the rebound putback basket. 11-7. Favor of the Proctor Rails. They've never trailed. Three ball on their way is off the iron. No good. Rebound putback up. No good. A foul called down low. Boy, I tell you, Proctor really working the boards over. Redwood Valley having a tough time getting those defensive rebounds here. As again, the Proctor Rails getting second and third opportunities. Gugisberg will pick up the foul. It's the fourth in Redwood Valley. Each team on four. And the free throw, Gotchuk is good. She now has five, and it's 12-7 with one coming. Second one is good. 13-7. That matches the largest lead of the ballgame. Redwood Valley with it. Gugisberg over on the right wing. Passes back out front. Summers. Summers spinning around. Now comes over left side. They swing around left baseline. Hicks with it. Back out to Gugisberg. Summers with it now out front. Goes to the right. Picks up the dribble. Comes back over left. Trying to go in the corner to Gugisberg, but that was picked off. Turnover number five in Redwood Valley. And Proctor Rails basketball a chance to make their and take their biggest lead of the ballgame. They lead here 13-7, just 5:37 left to go here in the half. So Perendo goes over the right side with it. Nyland works it inside. A spin. Fake right, goes left. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Earlbeck. As Leah kind of misdirecting that shot, just to catch down low. Redwood Valley with it. Drive in, trying to go in the corner. Deflected. Stolen by Panacek. Panacek, coast to coast. She'll lay it up and drop it in. And again, coming off the steal. So another basket for the Proctor Rails, and it's a 15-7 lead for Proctor. Timeout is taken on the floor. And just a short break, so we'll keep it right here. 5:07 left to go in the half, and a 15-7 lead here for Proctor. As again, sponsors of state tournament basketball include Wheelboard Ford of Redwood Falls, by Bremer Bank, by Kibble Equipment and their locations, by Schultz Homes, Redwood Falls, by Ameriprise Financial, Dwayne Heilinger Advisor, Redwood Falls, and also by Southwest Sales and Service. All are proud tournament sponsors here on 97 Jack FM. As we are into a Thursday evening, and one more game to go here. We will not have covered that one for you, but after this ball game here, then we'll know what we got on the schedule for tomorrow as far as the girls are concerned. If Redwood Valley will win, if they win this one, then we'll have them in the consolation championship tomorrow. If they lose this ball game, then we'll pick up the Bold Warriors tomorrow, wherever they're at. Did not hear a score on how they did earlier this evening. That game, if it's not final, should be very, very close to final. Redwood Valley after the timeout, now trailing here by a score of 15-7. Inside of five to go here in the first half. Summers with it over to Garmin, who's back in now over on the right side out high. Pass comes over to the near side to Johnson. Johnson swinging around. Corner three from the right. It is good. Knocking that one down. Hicks cuts that lead back to 15-10 now. Redwood Valley's first made three. Or cuts it back to five and 15-10. So big Hicks again with a good night last night. Looking to get it rolling here now this evening. She has five of the 10 points. They work the ball inside. Panacek, bring herself up. Boy, tough shot. She got eight. 17-10. Rails with the lead. Redwood Valley, though, works the ball over to the right side. On the right baseline, down on the baseline. Kick comes back out right side. Summers still working on the right. Nothing in the corner. Trying to come back out to Garmin. Stolen again by Nyland. Nyland with the steal. Nyland coast to coast, up and in. So Nyland with the basket. 19-10 in favor of Proctor. They've made their last three shots down the floor here to open up that 9-point lead. Garmin works it over on the right wing. Comes back out front with it now is Johnson. Johnson trying to drive to the paint, but she loses on the way to the basket. Stripped away. Turnover number 8 in Redwood Valley. And the pass ahead. Brendo out around the perimeter. Over in a corner for Nyland. Now right side, or left side, drives in. Shot misdirected there by Leah Earlbeck. As Redwood Valley running the two bigs in the inside. Back on the other end, Summers driving in. Nothing there. Back out. Aubrey Hicks takes the three. She'll drive paint. She'll spot it up and can't get it to go as the runner comes out of there. Good look there for Redwood Valley. Just would not go down. 2:53 to go. 19-10. Favor Proctor. And they just kind of slowing it down a little bit. Brendo backs out toward the T here. The middle of the floor here at Concordia. Over to the right side. Back out. Free throw line. Shot is put up. And that's off the mark. Rebound. Trying to corral it. And does go on the baseline. Nicely done there by Graves. She loses out of bounds. Was knocked out there by Redwood Valley. So it'll be an inbound here for the Rails. They're coming in now. Again, back into the ball game. That is Caitlin Marick. And Josie Maz will also come in. Oh, very tall and slender gals. For that volleyball build, as I like to say, those long arms and long legs. They go into trying to pass it down to Maz on the baseline. She loses out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Redwood Valley on the turnover. Fourth turnover now on Proctor. 2:22 to go here in the half. Redwood Valley trailing here by 9, 19-10. As Hicks and Martius bring it up for Redwood Valley. Martius guarded by Moss. Ball off the hands of Sinkin as it goes out, or Johnson goes out of bounds, turnover 9. Moss, I imagine, goes about 6 foot or better. Guarding Martius, so that's a mismatch out front. Amy's going to have to dish it off instead of trying to shoot over that tall tree that's standing in front of her. Proctor basketball inside at 2 to go. 19-10. Rails. They work it inside. Trying to work it down low again. DeMoss loses out of bounds. Their fifth turnover on the Rails. The ball goes back to Redwood Valley. The 19-10. Redwood Valley again looking to close the half out strong here. As Hicks now brings up for Redwood Valley, gets to Summers. Summers tries to go down the lane, gets tripped up, nothing called. Redwood Valley, though, keeps the basketball. Garmin comes up to the high post now. Redwood Valley still working around the perimeter. Martius with it, wants to drive in, kicks back out. Left side three, kicks off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound is pulled down there by Ferendo. Redwood Valley just 1 out of 6 from three land the first half. Goes to the baseline, a corner, left side, now back to the right. Again, they work it in. Maz with it. Maz, kick back out, now back over left side. Working it again inside and back out. A traveling call. They work the ball into the center. Marunic, she shuffled her feet before she passed it back out. Cost her team the ball. And the Maz now will sit down, is coming back in. Is Fraze. 19-10, a minute 2 to go. Redwood Valley trailing in this one. Redwood Valley has never led, is not tied. Fell behind 4-0 early, have been trying to get back since then. Spin around, Martius, baseline for Garmin, back out Summers, she can't hang on to it. Turnover 10 in Redwood Valley. Again, pass comes trailing with Banachek, back out to Ferendo. 38 seconds left. As patient as they've been, I'd be surprised if they shoot and just go for one here. Braves with it on the left, dribbles back out front to Nyland, hands off to Nyland, 27 seconds left to go. Back over to Greg Brendo. Brendo, a couple of dribbles. Back over to left side, still in the dribble, back out now to Notchek. 13 seconds left. Kind of threw an elbow to separate herself there. Now gets it back, drive to the paint, up and in. Beautifully done there as Ferrendo gets the basket. Redwood Valley from half court is a little bit short on that one, and we're at halftime where the Proctor Rails have opened up a halftime lead here in this one by a score of 21-10. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Your halftime report's coming up in 2 minutes here on 977 Jack FM. We're at our halftime break where the Proctor Rails lead the Redwood Valley Cardinals by a score of 21-10 here at the halftime break. Proctor's never trailed in this one. They got the first two buckets of the ball game. They went up 4-0. Redwood Valley cut it back to 4-2. Then it was a 6-2 lead. Redwood Valley cut it back to 6-3, 8-5, and 11-7. Then Proctor went on a little 4-0 run. And after that 4-point lead, the lead grew to 8 at 15-7. Redwood Valley cut it back to 15-10, and then Proctor scored last the 6 points of the half. Filled up that 11-point lead here at the halftime break. 21-10 is our halftime score here in this ball game. Leading the way for the Proctor Rails, it's Sam Pogacek, 10 points in the first half. Sam Brendo with 5 in the first half, including their only 3. Morgan Nyland had a basket for 2, and Galen Marunic with 4 points in the first half for the Rails. Rails 2-3 from the free throw line at 67%. Redwood Valley led the scoring first half by Aubrey Hicks with 5 points, including a three-pointer. Amy Martius with a basket for 2. Haley Garman a basket for 2, which was her 1,000th point of her career. Congratulations going out to Haley. And also a free throw for Sydney Summers in the first half for Redwood Valley. 4-1, and that's their 10 points. Redwood Valley, 1-2 free throw line at 50%. As we mentioned, the Rails, 2-3 in the first half at 67% from the field, from the free throw line. As far as overall shooting, 37.5% for Proctor here in the first half, 9 of 25, 1 of 4 from three line, 25%. Redwood Valley at 22% in the first half, at 4 of 19, but just 1 of 7 from beyond the arc here in the first half of this one. Redwood Valley trailing 21-10 here at the halftime break. We'll take another break, come back and have you more in our halftime report. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball here on 977 Jack FM. We'll come back after this 2 minutes timeout. 3:30 left to go here in the halftime break. The consolation semifinal between Redwood Valley and the Proctor Rails. Redwood Valley, first come back out of the locker room here. Need to get a little shooting going here in the second half. See if they can't get back in this one again. When you trail by 11 points, it's not an insurmountable lead. And a score when you only score 10 points in a half, there's certainly a lot of points that can be had out there. So that again, what Redwood Valley will be working on here in the second half. See if they can't get maybe get the inside game going a little bit with Garmin. That then certainly would open up things on the outside. Or they'll work around. Maybe they'll try to work the outside a little bit. See if they can't get a few of those shots to drop and then open things up on the inside for Garmin and Earlbeck and company for Redwood Valley here in the second half. Proctor, again, basically, I don't think they need to do really anything different than what they did in the first half. They were able to move the ball around pretty good. Very, very patient. A couple of their points did come on baskets on off of steals, and that'll be something to the Redwood Valley look at trying to take better control of the ball here in the second half of this one. Again, Redwood Valley turned it over 10 times, although they were able to make Proctor turn it over themselves here, a total of 10 times or 6 times here in the first half. So again, other than this, a little bit better shooting. Again, Proctor shooting at a 37.5% here in the first half of 9 of 25. And again, it was 1 of 4 from 3 line to 25%. Redwood Valley, again, was 22% in the first half, 4 of 19, and 1 of 7 from beyond the arc at 14%. You know, you kind of look at trends going into the state's tournament. I know Redwood Valley had kind of a tough end of the regular season going into the tournament. They won 7 of their last 10 ball games. but did drop their last ball game to Lakeview going into the tournament, and had defeated McCray after losing a two straight to two very good teams, both Marshall that was in this tournament and then Pipestone area, then defeated McCray and then lost to Lakeview, but have won four straight, including the third-ranked team at the time, Eden Valley Watkins, in the section championship game to get them into the state tournament. So again, 7-3 out of those last 10 ball games, including four in a row before the last night's loss for Redwood Valley. For Proctor, they were 9-1 out of their last 10 ball games. As a matter of fact, they were working on a winning streak of 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 in a row. Last loss before our last night's loss to Caledonia. Their last loss was to Cromwell Wright back on the 4th of February. And then they won, as we mentioned, their last five games of the regular season, their four games in the tournament, including a win over Duluth Marshall in their section championship game. 62-46 set up this matchup. Again, the winner will play in the Constellation Championship. 2 o'clock start time tomorrow afternoon. And the loser will wrap up their season. So Redwood Valley, again, looking to get the offense going here a little bit. They'll get the ball to start here the second half. And Coach Cockerman still with the girls. Proctor's out on the floor waiting to go. Proctor, again, green uniforms. They remind me probably the same color green as a Pipestone. Kind of the same color scheme as Pipestone, too, with the white lettering, a black outline on their numerals and such. Redwood Valley, of course, their away uniforms tonight. Second straight game that they've been the away team, as they were the away team last night in that game against the Roseau Rams, also a team with green in their color scheme. So Redwood Valley inbounds to get the second half started. Kaninsky getting it into Summers. Summers works to the high post to Garmin. Garmin takes the handoff back to Summers. Now she'll spin. Left elbow free throw line leaves a little short. Martia saves him from going out of bounds and picking up in the baseline. That was nicely done there by Kaninsky, and a reload here for Redwood Valley to start the second half. Trying to go to Garmin, trying to go inside, put up a shot, and a foul is called. That will go on the gal in the middle. That'll against Marunic. First on Caitlin. Actually, they changed that. Pogacek with it. Her second free throw for Garmin's good. So Haley with the free throw now. She's got 3 points. Gets the lead back to 10, and then the second one rolls around and down. They got them both to go. 21-12. Rails gets the ball for the first time here in the second half. Bringing up Redwood Valley, some full court pressure. The Rails break it. Panacek with it over on the left side. He's all alone over the left side. He's looking for someone to throw it to in the corner, and there's nobody there. Just passes it back out front. Parendo with it. Gets it over to the right side. Now Parendo back out front. Wants to drive the basket. Trying to dish down low. Ran out of real estate. Nothing there. So a kick comes back outside. Three ball is on the way. Skips off the rim. No good. And a push on the rebound attempt. It's going to go against Redwood Valley. Wow. I didn't see that one. Going to call Martius with a push. With her backside. And she's claiming that she was boxing out. Coach K, the same thing. Saying how can she push when she was using her backside? So Martius picking up the foul, her first. And that'll be an inbound. And now a discussion going on with the officials here. Not sure what it was. Inbound pass for Rick. No good, but a foul is called on Redwood Valley. That might have been against Paninsky. If that's Paninsky, that would be her third. No, it's going to go against Summers. So first on Sydney. Redwood Valley's first foul of the second half. Free throws here, though, for Caitlin Marunic. He's got 4 points here in the ballgame. Off the left, no good. She'll have another one. She's 0 of 2 thus far from the free throw line here in the ballgame. Gets ready for that second one. Second free throw is good. So 22-12. back to a double-digit lead here for Proctor. Just a minute gone by here in the second half. Redwood Valley works over to left side, back out front. Martius takes the three, drives in. Nothing there. Back over the right side, sliding in. Pinsky, baseline jumper, will not go down. Rebound is pulled down by Frey. Redwood Valley just cannot get the offense going here in this one. Toronto up front, over to left side. Nyland with it, left wing. Back out on top. Toronto almost traveled with it. Off to Nyland. Nyland drives in, nothing there. They kick back outside. Frey's now to drive in. She dishes off. Baseline shot, no good. Put up there again by Marunic. Redwood Valley with the basketball after the missed shot. Bring it up. Drive the basket for Summers. That's up and no good. Foul is called. And I think it might have been called before the shot. I think it should be an inbound for Redwood Valley. Frey's will pick it up for second. Second team foul. Will be an inbound again for Redwood Valley. The inbound to left of the basket. As the Cardinals going left to right across your dial here in the second half. Comes out to Beninsky. Now they work it again down low to Garmin. Spins around. Off the window. No good. Foul's called. Marunic will pick up her second foul. And Haylen Garmin going to line, who's 2 of 2 here tonight. And again, chance for Redwood Valley to dig in that lead a little bit. Not taking any time off the clock. Actually, first on Marunic. And Garmin's free throws through blue. 22-13. So Redwood Valley again cutting it back to single digits here. And the second one coming here for Garmin. Eyes it, tries it, buys it. 22-14. Redwood Valley again with some full court pressure. Rails haven't faced this yet. Still haven't broken the timeline. Time's running out. That was about 8.5 to 9. That was very, very close. Good defense there for Redwood Valley. As now Redwood Valley again picking them up again, person to person. Dribbling out front. Sorrento. Hands back off Nyland over the left wing. Pogacek. Couple of dribbles. Crosses over. Nothing there. Now again a crossover in the paint. Hits in the corner. Nyland three ball. Left corner pocket. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Garmin. Off to Summers. Here comes Redwood Valley. Summers loses it. Poked out from behind, but Garmin chases it down. Back out Martius. Martius it drives in left side. Off the window. No good. Rebound. Garmin has it ripped away and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow does favor the Proctor Rails. Again, Redwood Valley getting some good looks there. Just cannot get, can't get the basketball to drop, and they're not getting those second and third opportunities. It's been pretty much one and done. 15:03 to go. 22-14. Proctor lead. Nyland gets it in the front court. Pass it off to Fraze. Fraze over the right side too, but not yet. They try to go inside to Fraze. Ball is deflected. Summers with the steal. Turnover number 7. Here comes Redwood Valley trying to work it inside. Garmin with it over the top. Hook shot is good. Haley Garmin. 22-16. Full two-possession lead here now for Proctor. Redwood Valley climbing back in this one. 14 and a half to go here in the ballgame. And again in regulation. Always have to throw that in there. Deflected out front. Martius will chase down by the Proctor Rails. Kaminsky coming out to apply some pressure. And Panacek, work it over to Frendo. Back over to Panacek, over on the right. Back to Frendo. They're just working their perimeter right now. Right siding, Nyland. Nyland wants to drive in, cut off. Great defense, Redwood Valley. Shutting down any lanes to the basket here. A drive in, going over Garmin. It's good, and one. Haley just a step late getting there, and basket is good. So forgot, check with the basket. She now at 12. 24-10, one coming for Gottschek. 2-2 from the free throw line, now 3-3. He's a nice looking ball player. 25-16. Back to a 9-point lead here for the Proctor Rails. Redwood Valley with the basketball. Three's not falling as they were last night. Working into Garmin. Ball deflected. Stolen by the Proctor Rails. 11th turnover in Redwood Valley. In the corner for Skocek, couple of dribbles. Out front. Now, but Skocek, and they again a hand back to Brendo. Out at the C here. They go right to left across your dial. They being the rails here in the second half. Drive the basket. Cut off there. Back out. Three ball for Nyland. Right wing is good. Nothing but Nyland for Morgan Nyland. 28-16, a 12-point lead. Second made three for Proctor. That now the largest lead of the ballgame for them. Down inside Garmin. Off the window. Left a little short. Rebound pulled down there by Marunic. Redwood Valley can't get the bunnies to drop here. Drive the basket. Trying to dish it down low. Off the hands of Marunic out of bounds. Turnover number 8. And a timeout is taken. It's going to be a full break, so we're going to take a break as well. Going to our scoreboard, this is your Jack Larson Seeds and Larson Crop Insurance scoreboard. Scoreboard reads, Proctor 28, Redwood Valley 16. We'll come back to St. Paul after this one-minute timeout.
When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. If you're looking for solid financial advice, call Dwayne Heiling, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services.
Schold Homes is the oldest and most experienced builder of manufactured homes. They employ a large number of people in the surrounding area. If interested in employment, call 697-5150 and ask for Julie Hartle. Proud to support our area athletes is Schold Homes of Redwood Falls.
Bremer Bank in Redwood Falls is proud to support Redwood Valley Athletics. Bremer offers comprehensive services for all your banking, investment, trust, and insurance needs. Visit the staff in Redwood Falls today for answers to your financial needs or visit them online at bremer.com. Bremer Bank in Redwood Falls.
Contact TNT Construction, Kirkhoff Incorporated in Morgan for all your heavy equipment work. They have the machines, the know-how, and the experience to get the job done. They also do drainage tiling, excavating, dozer, grading, skid loader, and installation of septic systems. TNT Construction has all your rock material needs too. TNT Construction of Morgan.
Redwood Valley getting railroaded right now by the Proctor Rails. 28-16. As they inbound after the timeout. Martius brings it up for Redwood Valley. Works over the left side to Beninsky. Beninsky comes back over. Martius thought about the three now. Drives in. Worms her way through the lane. It's up and in and one. Boy, what a nice move there for Martius. Able to work her way to the basket. Got off a really nice shot and a chance for a three-point play. That's what Redwood Valley needs, some more of that. Marunic with it. Her second foul. Free throw is in and out. No good. Ball, though, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Proctor Rails to Redwood Valley. And then a foul is called for Summers to go to the line. Bailey 1-for-2 here in the ball game. And the foul there goes against Fraze, her third. That's the fifth now in Proctor. They've got only one more to give. In and out for Summers. No good. Sydney will have another one. Sydney hitting some big free throws last night, pulling Redwood Valley back in that game against the Roseau Rams. 28-18, trying to get it back to a single-digit lead once again. Off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Panacek. So Redwood Valley's free throw woes kind of continuing here. Nyland with it out front. Into the ballgame, they try to go inside. Tie up between Redwood Valley's. Nicely done there. Going in and tying it up was Hicks. She tying it up. Kind of the long and the short of it, Will. Hicks on the short end of that one. And again, tying up with the tall gal in the middle here. Marunic for the Rails. Ninth turnover. Marty is losing the dribble out front. Pulls it back in, though. Comes over to Gugisberg, who's back in the ballgame for Redwood Valley. Over to Hicks down left side. Redwood Valley getting kind of wild with the passes here. Haven't turned the ball over, but need to be a little bit more precise. A tough person-to-person defense out front there for the Proctor Rails. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Proctor, so saves the Redwood Valley. Coach K. Some words of inspiration to her troops. 11:44 to go. Inside Garmin. Off the window. Not strong enough. Gets her own miss, though. Kick outside. Three ball on the way from Martius. will not go down. And then lost out of bounds, last touch by Redwood Valley's Hicks. So the ball will go to the Proctor Rails. In Redwood Valley, that full court pressure. Proctor again hasn't turned the ball over with it. Has been very, very close to not getting over the line in time. As a foul out front, it's kind of a little bit of a reach in there for Aubrey Hicks. Picks up her first foul. Fifth team foul on Redwood Valley. Fourth now, excuse me. Fifth on Proctor. As Proctor looks to inbound, 11:23 to go. A 28-18 lead here for the Proctor Rails. Both teams unseeded here in the tournament. Nyland with it. Drives in, cut off there, back out front. They just run the weave out front now. Trying to go down low on the baseline. Hook shot, no good. Well short there by Marunic. Redwood Valley the rebound. Here come the Cardinals over the right side. Dugasburg, three ball, that's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nyland. Redwood Valley, one out of nine from three land here in this ballgame after the threes were falling last night. Just not used to the surroundings here in St. Paul. 10:40 to go. Gnatchik on the baseline for Marunic. Right over Garmin. Too strong. Rebound, though. Pulled down by Redwood Valley. Spinning Summers to the basket. Up and in and one for Sidney Summers. Took it right to the rack and wasn't going to be denied and gets the and one to go. The first field goal for Sidney here in the ball game. They cut back now to eight at 28-20 and one coming. Redwood Valley bringing Paninsky back in as Martius to get a blow on the bench. Foul there going against Nyland, her second. Free throw Summers is up and in. Back of the iron and down. 28-21. Redwood Valley have gotten it back to six here in the second half. Now trail by seven. Panacek on the left wing gets it in. Marunic puts up a little hook shot over Garmin. Will not go down. Redwood Valley again the rebound. Dugasburg pulling down the board. Redwood Valley chance to cut this lead back even more out front. Hicks driving in. Runner's good. Aubrey Hicks taking it to the basket. 28-23. Redwood Valley trailing now by five. As close as they've been here in a long time. Here comes Hicks from the back. Going coast to coast, though, was Ferendo, and she gets fouled. She'll be going to the free throw line. Boy, Hicks was in hot pursuit. Was looking to pick her pocket from behind. But just couldn't quite get there quick enough. Kaninsky will pick up the foul. Her third. Redwood Valley now at five, and free throws here for Proctor Rail. Free throws up and in. Ferendo with the basket. Free throw is good. She now has six. Difference right now, pretty much the ball game, is the free throw line. Second free throw, good. Thirty-23. 9:44 left to go. Redwood Valley with the basketball. Gugasburg gets to her left side, Paninsky, and tried to work it inside to Garmin. That was deflected, stolen by the rail. 12th turnover on Redwood Valley. Panacek out front on the dribble. Gets it off to Marunic out at the high post. Now she goes down to low post. And coming back out, Ferendo. Near steal out front for Paninsky. Ferendo now having trouble losing it. And takes one to the face. Paninsky coming up that full pressure on there. Will be an inbound right in front of me. Directly in front of me. So Paninsky picks up her fourth. That's again the 16th foul. Paninsky now will sit down, it appears. Yes, Paninsky will go out. As Caitlin Johnson will come back in for Redwood Valley. Caitlin will be defending on the inbounds pass. Inbounds pass comes in. Ferendo over on the left wing. She guarded by Hicks. Redwood Valley now in a matchup zone defense here. And has done a good job of slowing down this Proctor team. team giving up just 9 points thus far here in the second half. And a couple of those from the free throw line. On the dribble, Ferendo comes over to Nyland. Nyland over on the left wing, picks up the dribble, pass back out front. Now Red Valley has picked him up person to person. Ferendo over to the right side. Working on the dribble, hands back Nyland. Nyland started posted by Gugisberg over to the left. They work it inside, down low. Driving the basket, Panacek, that's off the window, no good. Rebound pulled down by Garmin. All it passed to Summers. Here comes Red Valley. Summers on the dribble. Triple team loses it. Trying to dribble through the triple team. That's the 13th turnover in Redwood Valley. And again, Proctor gets it. Eight and change to go. 30-23. Proctor with the lead. Very slow down ball game. Out front. In the ball game, that is Haley Evans for the first time tonight, guarded by Summers. And they lose the ball out of bounds. As Sinacek can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Proctor. Redwood Valley with the basketball. Chance to cut back that lead. 7:45 left to go. It's a 7-point lead. Baskets here for Redwood Valley. Can cut it to a short three. Our short one possession lane. Shores up and in. Summers with a rebound putback basket. So Summers with another basket. 30-25, a medium two possession lead. And a foul on front on Redwood Valley. Gugisberg will pick up the foul, her second. And a 1-1 off duty here for Nyland. Now, Nyland has not shot any free throws here today. Proctor is a team thus far, though, is very good for the line. Leaves that one short. Rebound pulled down by Garmin. Redwood Valley chance to cut it to a one-possession lead. 30-25. 7:19 to go. Summers over the left side. Gugisberg out to Garmin. Out beyond the arc. Garmin for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Haley Garmin loading up the three ball. It is 30-28 back on the other end. Runner will not go. Battle for the rebound. A possession arrow favors Proctor. Good time for that three ball for Garmin to go in. All of a sudden, it's a 30-28 game. Redwood Valley back to within the deuce here. Close as they've been since the get-go. 4-2 was the last time they've been this close. 15-footer left wing. Nothing but Nylon there for Frey. 32-20. 4-point lead for Proctor and 6:46 to go. Both teams are in a bonus. Possession arrow still favors Proctor. Redwood Valley takes the three to the floor. Goes Martius. Now she backs out beyond the arc. Goes over the right side to Hicks. Hicks back out. Summers. Summers over to Garmin now on the right wing. Martius, three ball off the back of the rim. Rebound taken down by Proctor. Proctor getting back quickly. Layup is good. Boy, Panacek was off onto the break there and got that basket to go. And just like that, it's a 34-28 lead as the Red Valley takes the timeout. So we're going to take a break as well. As we go to our scoreboard, this is your Overlow and Overlow counting off a scoreboard. It's 34-28. Proctor on top. We'll come back to St. Paul after this on 977 Jack FM. Back in 1 minute. 34-28. Proctor. 6:17 to go in the ball game. As Redwood Valley will bring the ball up and again try to cut it back to a short two-possession lead. Four straight points. Shot baseline for Redwood Valley will not go down. Rebound taken again down by Proctor. Boy, they have really done a great job of limiting Redwood Valley's second and third opportunity. Garmin has not been able to get any putback baskets here. As the ball goes over to the right side, rails with it. A couple of dribbles out front. Nyland with it. Nyland works over the right again. Ferendo over on the right side on the dribble. Again, Redwood Valley doing some trapping now up front. Trying to trap in the corners. And Proctor again more than happy just to run some half-court basketball here and run some more time off clock. Nyland, she's driving to the basket. She gets caught down low, nothing there. Lost the ball, but again picked up by her. And the kick goes back outside. Redwood Valley holding their ground down low. She ran into a roadblock there between Paninsky, or actually in between Johnson and Summers. And neither one budged. And a foul called out front. So Redwood Valley picks up a foul. Garmin picks it up. Second on. Third now on Haley. And the free throw will not go down. Rebound pulled down by Garmin. Rendo, who was 2 for 2, misses that free throw opportunity. 34-28, Redwood Valley with the basketball. Out front, they swing it over Johnson. Three ball left corner will not go down. Rebound pulled down by Summers. Now a tie-up on the floor. Possession arrow does favor Redwood Valley. So Redwood Valley will keep it on the jump ball. Threes and frees have not been kind to Redwood Valley here in this one. They'll be inbounding, though, underneath their basket to the left as we look out on the floor here. As I mentioned before, Redwood Valley left to right across your dial here in the second half. It's been the right basket that's been good for both these teams here in this ballgame. Marty just loses it, picks it up, gets it back off to Hicks on the left wing. Dribbles back out front. And a foul going to go against Proctor as Johnson hits the deck. Set up the screen and got ran over. Trying to find out the train that hit her with that one. Name that train was Evans, who's back in the ballgame. Her first foul. 1-1 opportunity here for Redwood Valley's. Caitlin Johnson has not scored yet here in the ballgame. Looks it, eyes it, tries it, buys it, and we'll get the bonus. 34-29. With one to come in here for Johnson, chance to cut it back again to a four-point game. Johnson, once again, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 34-30, back to a four-point game. Still plenty of time yet, 4:44. Long pass ahead, Nyland breaks the defense. Nyland is going to go in on Martia. She'll take it to the rack, lays it up and in. Yeah, just a step on Martia is enough to get that one away. 36-30. Redwood Valley back in the other end. Hicks drives the basket, lays it up and in. Aubrey Hicks with another basket. 36-32. Redwood Valley back to within four. They get a long pass ahead. Nyland again breaks the defense. She'll take it close, close, leaves that one short. Redwood Valley coming back. Martius gets the miss. So a chance for Redwood Valley. Here comes Hicks in the open floor. Cross court pass over the right side. Johnson back to Martius, trailing inside Garmin. Garmin spins around, puts that one off the iron, no good, and a rebound that's pulled out by Nyland. The Redwood Valley can't get the bunny to drop that time. 36-32, Proctor inside of four to go in the ballgame. Drive the basket, Prendo, or Konacek, fakes to the corner and then took it right to the rack. Summers standing in her way, was trying to take the charge, but she'll be called for the blocking foul. And Sam Panacek will be going to the free throw line. So Sydney's second. You know, 1-1 opportunity, so non-shooting foul. Panacek, though, 3-of-3 from the free throw line. 15 points in the ballgame. Gets the first one off the iron, no good. Redwood Valley the rebound. Again, Garmin framing that rebound. Four-point game, 36-32. Redwood Valley at the basketball. Summers into Garmin. Garmin back out front. Three straight away. Hicks dancing and through. Back of the rim, down through. Redwood Valley back to win the one. So Hicks with her second three. Took that high. Nice carom off the back of the rim to go through for Redwood Valley. Most of the starters have been since the start of the ballgame. Perendo up front. Started close to there by Hicks. Redwood Valley again applying all sorts of pressure. Three to go in the ballgame, 36-35. Panacek over to the right side, still in the dribble, backs off Perendo. Perendo started again closely, as mentioned by Hicks. Over to the right side, Fraze with it. Passes out front. Again, that's Marunic. She gets rid of it quickly, back out to Perendo. Brendo wants to drive. Dish down low. Frazee is good on the baseline. Baseline runner by Fraze is good. 38-35. Here comes Redwood Valley. Back on the other side. Summers, three ball for the tie. Misses short. Rebound pulled down by the Rails. Summers with a good look. They try to tie this one up. 38-35. Proctor with the basketball and 2:13 to go. Hand off to Nyland. Nyland back off two for the Ducks. Sam Gottschalk gets a screen out front. Back to Perendo. And again, just running the weave out front. Perendo now tries to break the defense. Takes it to the right wing. Now on the baseline. Still a dribble. Passes off. Fraze down low on the baseline. Can't get to go. Battle for the rebound. The ball's going to go against Proctor on the rebound attempt, as Brianna Paninski is going to come down and shoot some free throws. The runner there for Rails, no good. Ball goes against Ferendo, her first. And a 1-1 off duty here for Brianna Paninski, who has not scored here in the ballgame. 38-35, Proctor, chance to cut it back to 1 point. Free throw on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Garmin, loses it. But picked up by Paninski. The Redwood Valley will reload down the lane. Hicks to Garmin down low. Shot is up, off the window and in for two. Garmin with another basket. Redwood Valley back with one here, 38-37. Again, they break the pressure. But Panacek lost it and gave Redwood Valley time to get back and put on the pressure. Nyland drives in, now over the right wing. Passes back off to Fraze. Redwood Valley with tough first and person defense here. Reach in is going to be called on Summers. The buck 19 to go. The 1-1 opportunity, final 1-1 opportunity. No, it will be two shots now for Proctor, so two no matter what. Summers to foul her third. Worst case scenario, though, here for Redwood Valley is it is still a one possession game. Free throws on the way. Good. 39-37. 8 for Nyland now here in the ballgame. Her second one is no good. At least it's short as it goes out of bounds. So it's a two-point game with a minute 19 to go. 39-37, Redwood Valley with the basketball. Redwood Valley has not tied or led in this one. A chance to do either or in this strip down the floor. Hicks with it out front, comes over the right side. Johnson trying to go into Garmin to puck out of bounds. Garmin, though, can't hang on to it as it goes out of bounds. Turnover 14 to Redwood Valley. And Redwood Valley taking a timeout. It's a short timeout here by Coach K with a minute 9 to go, so we'll keep it right here. Action being brought to you by sponsors, which include the Brighter Home Store, Redwood Falls, your Midland Farmers Cooperative and their location, Everstrong Construction, Redwood Falls, Gordy Service and Sons of Gravel, the Wanda State Bank, Swart Kemp Snyder Drug, Harris Health, Redwood, and also Daktronic. All proud sponsors of state tournament basketball right here on 977 Jack FM. Trip into the Consolation Championship game tomorrow on the line. Also, Redwood Valley, if they can come back here in this one, we'll have that one for you here on 977 Jack FM. If not, we'll pick up the Bold Warriors tomorrow. Redwood Valley boys in action, of course, tomorrow for a trip to the state tournament on the line for them. They take on St. James, and that will be on KLGR 410 AM, 95.9 FM KLGR. The Proctor will have the basketball to be inbounding. A minute 9 to go, up by a bucket at 39-37. Possession arrow also does favor Proctor as they look to inbound. Get it in. Nyland with it. Ferendo in the backcourt. Will they bring it up against Redwood Valley? Gets it across the timeline. Now works it over to the right side. Summers on the, actually, Marty, or excuse me, it's Hicks on the defense. They swing it back outside. As patient as the team as Proctor is, they probably will not even look to shoot. They know they're going to get fouled here. Redwood Valley putting on all sorts of pressure out front. Nyland, and then a reach-in is going to be called on Hicks. As Aubrey is going for the steal, just the second on Hicks. She goes to those 12 points here in this ball game. Can push it to a short two-possession lead here. Rendo at the line, who's two out of three. Free throws off the iron, no good. Now, worst case scenario is still a one possession game. 43 seconds left. Rendo trying to push it to a full three. On the way, in and out, no good. Redwood Valley gets the rebound. So all Redwood Valley needs is the deuce with 40 to go. Pass ahead. And a timeout taken by Coach K to set things up. It's going to be just a short timeout. Again, we're going to keep it right here. Some more of those sponsors of state tournament basketball includes Thielen Bus Lines, your hometown bank, Laser Truck and Trailer, and American Family Insurance. Tamara Brown Agency, all are proud sponsors of state tournament girls basketball right here on 977 Jack FM. KLGR FM, Redwood Falls, and also along the World Wide Web at myklgr.com. KLGR FM, Redwood Falls. 36.6 seconds left. You trail by a bucket. See what Coach K is drawing up here. I think for Redwood Valley, you take the shot whenever you get it. I don't think you go for the last second shot here to try to tie things up. If you're a tie game, that's a different thing, but you need the basket here to get things tied up. Look for him to maybe pound the inside to Garmin. Inbound pass comes in to Hicks. Hicks goes over in the corner. Back to Hicks, give and go. Hicks can't get the runner to drop as the layup goes out of bounds. Last touch by Redwood Valley. Again, Redwood Valley with a good shot at it, just couldn't get it to go. Minsky coming back in now for Redwood Valley. Sitting down is Johnson, 27.2 seconds left. Redwood Valley trailing by a bucket here at 39-37. Proctor to inbound. The inbound pass comes into Nyland, and they foul her right away. So reach in for Redwood Valley. Marty is with it. Just a second on Amy. So two shots here for Proctor. Again, a chance for them to push it to a two-possession lead. Nyland's free throws on the way. In and out, no good. They shot well in the first half, have not been so kind here in the second half. Again, worst-case scenario here for Redwood Valley could be a full one-possession lead with 26.4 seconds left. Second one is on the way. Good. 40-37. Redwood Valley trailing here by three with 23 seconds left. They work it inside Garmin. Garmin over the top. Shot so good, but foul called. Oh, Garmin is going for the basket in the end. One opportunity. Just came up a little short there, but we'll shoot a couple of free throws. Get Redwood Valley a little closer. Marinick with the foul, her third. Two shots here for Garmin, and it's good. Haley, perfect from the free throw line here tonight. Five out of five. Well, 14 points in the ballgame. Redwood Valley's leading scorer. Can tie for game high honors with Banacek, but can't get the second one to go. The rebound is pulled down by Proctor. They had a chance to go to the basket, and then they slow things up again. It's a two-point game at 40-38. So situation again, the free throw line for that two-point lead here for the Rails. If Nyland can make both free throws, would make it a two-possession game. It's an automatic two shots. So Nyland gets ready. It's up and no good. So again, worst-case scenario for Redwood Valley could be a three-point lead. And Redwood Valley with their three-point sharpshooters out there. If a miss here, then they only need two. 10.9 seconds left. Second one is good. Here comes Redwood Valley. 8 seconds left. They need a three. Bombs away. Hicks leaves down a little short. And the rebound is pulled on. Actually, it's Guggensburg that put it up. And the rebound is taken out by Proctor with 1/10 of a second left as Garmin is trying to get the rebound. And looks like Redwood Valley going to come up a little bit short in this one. Guggensburg had a good look at it again from the right wing, just left it a little bit short. And it may be Redwood Valley's season here. All the Brendo needs to do is make one out of the two here. Basically, with 1/10 of a second left, it's pretty tough for Redwood Valley. In and out, no good. Proctor missing enough free throws here in the second half to keep Redwood Valley in it.
No foul, three, no foul.
41-38. Free throw two, off, no good. Garmin gets the rebound, but will have no chance at even to throw the ball the length of the court to try to tie this one up. And Proctor has eliminated Redwood Valley here in this one by a final score of 41-38 over Redwood Valley. Ends Redwood Valley season at 19-10 on the year, and Proctor moves on. Now 25-8. Proctor will play for the Consolation Championship tomorrow here in this building. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and have more in our post-game report. You're listening to coverage of the State Girls Basketball Tournament here on 977 Jack FM, KLJR FM Redwood Falls, along the World Wide Web at myklgr.com. Welcome back to Concordia University here in St. Paul, where the Redwood Valley Cardinals season comes to a close as the Proctor Rails eliminate Redwood Valley tonight by a final score of 41-38. Redwood Valley never led, never tied in this ball game. Had a few chances here, though, down the stretch. Just wasn't to be tonight as Proctor again making enough free throws here in the ballgame to pull out the win here in this one. Proctor scored the first two buckets of the ballgame. It went up to 4-0. Redwood Valley came back and got one to 4-2. Then Proctor went up 6-2. Redwood Valley came back 6-3. It was 8-3 and then 8-5 in favor of Proctor. Then 11-5. And then Redwood Valley cut it back to 4, 11-7. Then Proctor went on that little 4-0 run and took a 15-7 lead. Then went on a, that was a 6-2 run to go up 21-10 and cruise into halftime with that score, a 21-10 lead at the halftime break. Redwood Valley kept plucking away at it. Longest run that Redwood Valley had in this ballgame turned out to be a total of 5 points. After they trailed by 12, cut it back to 5, or actually by the trail by 10, they cut it back to 5, and that 5-0 run at a 28-23. Then got things within a point or 2 points as they kept, as we mentioned, way kind of pecking away at the lead. Got down to 1 point, actually, 38-37. Then Proctor was able to get a basket, go up 39-37, and then made a couple of more free throws after that and pick up that 41-38 win as Proctor wins the first half. Redwood Valley wins the second half, but Proctor outscoring Redwood Valley in that first half by 11. Redwood Valley outscoring them by 8 in the second half. Redwood Valley falls 3 points shy in this one by a score of 41-38. One in double figures for Proctor tonight, led by Sam Pogacek. Pogacek finishing with 15 points in the ballgame, 10 of those 15, though, in the first half. 9 points for Morgan Nyland here in the ballgame, 7 of those in the second half. Sam Prendo had 8 points, 5 in the first half. Liz Fraze had 4 points all in the second half. And Caitlin Moranovich finishes with 5 points, 4 of those coming in the first half. And again, a total of 41 for Proctor. For Redwood Valley, they only had 5 scoring tonight, 2 of them in double figures, led in scoring tonight by Haley Garmin, who picked up 14 points. Of her 14 points, 2 of those were her 1,000th of her career. So she has gone over now 1,000 for her career only as a sophomore. Also in double figures is Aubrey Hicks. Hicks finishing with 12 points here this evening, a couple of 3 balls for Aubrey. 6 points in the ballgame for Sydney Summers, 4 for Amy Martius, 2 for Caitlin Johnson for Redwood Valley, and a total of 38. So that final score, 41-38. Take a 2-minute break. We'll come back with your shooting statistics, and then we'll wrap things up after this 2-minute timeout here on 977 Jack FM. Welcome back to St. Paul, where the Redwood Valley Cardinals coming up short here in this ballgame, losing to Proctor by a final score of 41-38, ending Redwood Valley's season, finishing up the season at 19-10 on the year. And Proctor going on now 25-8. And they will play in the Consolation Championship. That will be tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock start time here in St. Paul. As I'm just getting Redwood Valley's final numbers here on the ball game here, and then we'll give you those final numbers for you. As we take a look at those final numbers now from the free throw line, 67% for Proctor in the first half, That fell to 35% in the ballgame. It was 8 of 23. Also ended up with 10 turnovers here in the ballgame. Redwood Valley ended up with 14 turnovers. 10 of those 14, though, were in the first half. They did a better job in the second half. Redwood Valley finishing at 60% in the ballgame at 9 out of 15 from the free throw line. Overall shooting, just a little bit better for Proctor as they finished 15 of 42 at 36%. They were 3 of 6 from beyond the arc at 50%. And Redwood Valley at 23% in the ballgame, 11 of 47, and 3 of 15 from beyond the arc, which is 20% for Redwood Valley here in this ballgame. Nice turnaround, though, for Redwood Valley after coming off a season last year, again, when they were, what was it, 8 and I think they were 8 and 15 a year ago. Now, Seth is probably hollering at me through the radio here and telling me exactly what they were last year. But I do have it here. And they were, 1 year ago, they were 8 and 19 on the season. Nice turnaround for Redwood Valley here this year, turning it around to finish off the season here at 19 and 10. Trip to the state tournament. Lots of younger players with lots of experience coming back for Redwood Valley. Again, I know they do say goodbye to a couple of seniors. Don't have the list here in front of me. Lists the ages of these girls, so I do apologize for not listing the seniors here in this ballgame. But again, like I said, lots of good young players coming back for Redwood Valley to try to keep the traditional eye for Redwood Valley basketball. Again, bouncing back very, very nicely here this season, finishing off the season 19-10. And Proctor moves on now, 25-8 on the season, and they'll play for the Consolation Championship. Again, that will be tomorrow afternoon, right back here in the same building. So, like I said, chance to play a game here, kind of get the rust just get used to the your surroundings and all that, and should be able to play a great championship game tomorrow, the Consolation Championship. That starts again at 2 o'clock here in St. Paul, and they'll take on the winner in that ball game between Holy Family and St. Peter. And that is coming up here. That'll be the final game of the day today here in St. Paul. So, Gordon, we know that we'll have you tomorrow. We'll be doing Redwood Valley boys basketball as they'll take on St. James in the section championship for them. That will start at coverage tomorrow right around 4:45 on KLGR 1490 AM and 95.9 FM, KLGR. And then we'll have you a bold girls basketball tomorrow. Did not get a report. They didn't give a score or anything here on how bold it. So if they won, we'll have their game. That would be at Williams Arena, 2 o'clock start time in that one. If they came up short, then we'll be back here at the same spot tomorrow for a noon start time in the Class A Consolation Semifinals. So the Bold Girls Basketball at either noon or 2 tomorrow here on 977 Jack FM. And again, we'll have your Redwood Valley Boys Basketball at 4:45 will be the start time as they will play St. James for a chance to get to the state tournament next week. Also, again, best luck to the Springfield Tigers in action tomorrow evening. We'll not have coverage of that for you, though. Again, just unable to get from point A to point B in time for that ball game tomorrow. But again, hopefully they can take the next step to the state, and we'll be able to pick them up next week down here in the Twin Cities as well. I've got to announce a Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Game, as we always pick a player of the game for the games that we do. And it's, of course, brought to you by the Redwood County American Dairy Association. Couple of girls given consideration here in this ballgame. Haley Garman finishing with a team high 14 points in the ballgame. 12 of those 14 coming in the second half. She also had a big three. Get Redwood Valley back within striking distance. Also picked up her 1,000th points of career. Also given consideration was Aubrey Hicks. Again, Aubrey Hicks getting two of Redwood Valley's three threes in the ballgame. Finishes with 12 points. Seven of her 12 coming in the second half. Again, as Redwood Valley came back, cut it back to 1 point. At 38-37 in the second half, though. We're going to go, though, with Haley Garman. Again, Haley, as I mentioned, with a team high, 14 points in the ballgame, picking up her 1,000th point in the process. And, like I said, helping Redwood Valley out to a nice end of the season, coming up a game or two short of what they'd hoped to play down here. But nonetheless, an end to a very, very nice season. Redwood Valley, again, wrapping up their season with a record of 19-10 on the season. And Proctor goes on with a record 25-8. On the year. Big thanks to the tournament sponsors for bringing you this basketball game here this evening. Again, without their help, these games would not be possible. Again, every time you hear me mention the name of a sponsor, during the course of the broadcast and every time one of those commercials plays during the course of the broadcast, remember to memorize their names. And when you stop in those businesses, and I know you do on a regular basis, again, thank them, Sporting High School Athletics. Again, it's because of them we're able to do these games that we love to do. So a big, big thanks going out to them. If you were listening to our web broadcast here tonight, we'd love to hear where you were tuning into tonight. You know, the further away, the better. But maybe, you know, maybe you're over in Wabasso. Maybe you're up in Sacred Heart. Maybe you had friends up in Proctor that said, hey, tune in, listen to the ball game here this afternoon. Wherever you were listening in to tonight, further away, the better. Let us know about that. You can send that information to us at KLGR at alphamediausa.com and tell us where you're listening to tonight. Love to hear where you were tuned into here this evening, and thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. Randy Clawson wishes you a very good Thursday from St. Paul, where the Redwood Valley Cardinals upended by the Proctor Rails at final score 41-38 as Redwood Valley wraps up their season 19-10 on the year. Randy Clawson wishing you a good Thursday, and tonight's action has been a presentation of 977 Jack FM.